Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks episode 307, the 2nd of November of the year 2020. It's Monday today, and in history, on this date, in 1648, 12,000 Jews were massacred by Chmelnicki hordes in Narol Podlia, which is great. I've never heard of the other things, but I have heard of Jews, so who won in the end? In 1859, abolitionist John Brown was found guilty of murder, conspiring with slaves to revolt and treason against Virginia, and he was sentenced to hang. That's aged well, /end sarcasm, # this ain't it, chief. And in 1889, North Dakota became the 39th and South Dakota became the 40th state in the United States, sparking the 18-year Dakota Flame Wars, followed by the Dakota Embers, followed by the Dakota Fanning. That's the joke. Your guest today on the podcast is guru, wellness guru, and dick deflector, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in escapism news, because the world is a nightmare that we can barely escape from unless we're orbiting above the surface of the Earth in, for example, a studio, as I am. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, with one day to go until the US election, Donald Trump's team has decided on a last-ditch attempt to sink Bob the Sentient Trash Island by leaking nudes of Bob in a compromising orgy situation with members of an elite modern dance troupe. Bob's camp has pushed back with claims that Bob the Sentient Trash Island is always simultaneously nude and clothed, and that the pictures are clearly a bad MS Paint sketch of a bunch of cut-and-pasted clip art ballerinas dancing on a badly drawn picture of a penis with the name Bob scrawled across it in fluorescent pink paint. Tiff, have you seen the picture? Do you find it convincing?
Is it a deep fake? Is that what we're talking about here?
I think it's a very shallow fake.
I like a shallow fake. That's my kind of fake. That's who I am. I'm a shallow fake.
And I love you for it. Meanwhile, in local news, a rebellious individual, Lone Wolf Jonathan, who works alone and needs only himself, has at last found love and acceptance at a weekly bridge night run by Gladys Smith of North Southerton. Gladys is always happy to have young faces around the bridge night, has had a soft spot for bad boys since her husband was away at the war and she had a brief fling with a Bolshevik, and unbeknownst to Jonathan, is planning on setting him up on a date with her niece or nephew once she's determined his sexual orientation through a series of subtle bridge-based quizzes. Good luck there to Gladys and Jonathan.
I don't know how you play bridge. What's the moves? And let's find out what those questions could be.
Well, you need two sides of a river and some real engineering tactics.
And a troll to live underneath it. So let's put this bridge online.
Meanwhile, international authorities have just been alerted that the country of Greenland has gone dark as a solar flare hit only their moderately populated nation. The news is apparently almost 2 months old, but to be fair to the rest of the planet, no other nation thought to check in on Greenland. The country has asked the UN for aid via messenger reindeer, hoping to reconnect their internet, though they have suggested leaving their Facebook accounts disabled, as, quote, it's been nice not to have that toxic energy in our lives. Now it's time for your ad section, because insert joke about capitalism here when you pay me for it. Hi, I'm Lorraine Schlesingers, and I'm an old lady with a set of dentures and a lot of sibilants in my name. At night, I need to take out my dentures, because otherwise I bite my husband in his sleep. Note I didn't say in my sleep. If I don't have my dentures in, I merely fondly suction onto his arm like a sexy anemone, which has been a blessing for our marriage, and it's all thanks to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, drop your dentures in for marital bliss. It's impossible to send your daughter to a finishing school in these troubled times. Where will she learn dancing, Italian, and the harp? Where will she learn the correct depth at which to curtsy to a viscount? Well, sign up for Mrs. Bennett's Home Finishing School Kit with a free can of girl polish to polish your girl up into a fine young lady.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, escapism, TIFF. It has been about 80 years of the American election cycle. It has been so much Trump, so much Brexit. Tell us about the world instead. Tell us about the world of escapism right now.
In escapism news, well, look, when you can't travel physically, you have to go on holiday in your mind. So I've put together a little holiday. No airport stress. Don't worry about overpacking your bags. You can literally take your entire wardrobe. Although you'll probably just want to be in a bikini on your mind holiday, because on your imaginary holiday, your body is perfect. You don't need to be beach body ready, Alice. You already are. Once on board Imaginaire, you will climb into your four-poster bed and be hand-fed grapes by a choice of Brad Pitt, Idris Elba, or all three Hemsworth brothers. They will whisper compliments in your ear. You get to choose, Alice. It's kind of like a menu. You know, at some point right now, there is a Hemsworth doing a pull-up or a sit-up. So, you know, it's... That should just make you feel good. They'll whisper compliments in your ear like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I would ask you to marry me if it wasn't for the fact you're already living with Patrick Dempsey and Michael B. Jordan in a throuple. Or your mind is like a sexy infinite maze. Or your hair is the colour of Himalayan rock salt and I want to bury my face in it. That kind of thing. The journey itself will take the sum total of 25 compliments. Once you've received 25 compliments, you arrive at your destination. When you arrive at the resort, you will be met by the calming presence of Marie Kondo, who will take your three bikinis to your suite and unpack them for you. Then you can head to the pool, where the water is exactly the right temperature, so you don't have to sound like a monkey receiving electric shocks upon entering. Go to the swim-up bar and get yourself a no-hangover cocktail, or enjoy the makey-uppy beach, where it's nearly always sunset, and it has anti-stick sand that doesn't get in your vagina. perfect. You just roll around in the surf like Beyonce in one of her music videos without once having to pull your bikini bottoms out of your ass, uttering for f***ing sake. Non-burning sun for whitey as well. Any whiteys listening, we have non-burning sun on our imaginary holiday. You never go red, just golden with no tan lines, unless you want them, in which case you can be creative and go for tiger stripes or leopard print. The sky is the limit. Choose Imaginaire today.
Wow. I'd go there.
Yeah. You're already there.
I am already there. That's so good.
Yeah. You just have to close your eyes to go on Imaginaire. And there's no queuing. There's no queuing at the airport. There's no waiting for anything. There's no checking your passport. It's a sweet deal.
I mean, I feel like my problem with Imaginaire would be that my imagination always brings in logistical problems. Like, I'm not sure that I'd have any conversation with any of the Hemsworths. I'm not sure if we have anything in common.
Oh, that's not the point.
Other than the, like,
conversations with them.
Other than, like, the 15 minutes of comparing abs where you're like, cool.
The whole point of a Hemsworth is not to engage with a Hemsworth. It is to merely look upon a Hemsworth. Bring that female gaze into the mix.
I mean, I guess we'd agree that there's even number of abs is probably better than an odd number of abs, just generally. I feel like that's a good mathematical opener. And then I think I'd flounder, really.
Yeah, poor Hemsworth that only has 7 abs or 3.
Poor old Luke Hemsworth.
There is a brother that's not famous.
The leftover Hemsworth. Well, he's been on Neighbours, so let's not say he's not famous. Or is it Home and Away? I can never remember which one.
One of your national soaps, Alice. I can't believe that you don't remember them. We love those soaps in the UK because they are, you know, speaking of escapism news, Home and Away and Neighbours are escapism for us. In a world where sunshine exists and swimming pools and beaches and cafes that are also nightclubs. It's a magical place. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if you want to tailor your experience specifically to you, we have the technology. We can do these things now. We're not far away, I think, from uploading afterlife. So I'm sure that we can upload holidays just directly into your brain. We'll make, if it's not a Hemsworth you want to have a conversation with, we'll bring someone in intellectually stimulating for you, Alice. You know, who would your ideal companion be on this holiday?
Oh, could I just go on my own?
Yeah, you can go on your own. You can go on your own. Do you want a holiday from yourself where you could be someone else?
Yes, that is my main problem with holidays, which is wherever you go, there you are.
We can do it all. No worries. And I mean, you know, feel free, listeners, to send in your ideal holidays and we'll see if we can facilitate for you.
Thank you so much. That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and unworthy temporary stand-in. That's you today, Tiff. Not very complimentary.
Brutal.
Brutal. You're not a stand-in, you're a stand-out.
Yes, thank you.
Put that on a poster with a kitten on it.
And a stand-up. Well, not in
And
not
then
the
put
moment.
That poster in your pipe and smoke it. My most humble thanks for the open brackets, surely undeserved close brackets recognition of the excellence of my last message. I'm concerned. Oh, we've got a repeat customer here. I'm concerned, however, that contemplating the possibility of glittery sub-producers has caused you to change your sign-off, perhaps in a way that you did not intend. Your new message leaves me puzzled about which part of Mr. Skinner Ped Hunter has inserted his iron fist. Doesn't syntactically make sense. More than ever, good luck to you, Christopher Adam. So this is the sign-off where I say that Ped Hunter, our wonderful editor and sub-producer of this show, is the iron fist inside the velvet glove that is Christopher D. Skinner. And Adam here has noticed that that is potentially suggestive, to which I would like to say, that's the joke! That's the joke! That's the joke. It's a stupid letter. That's the joke.
If you can't be mildly suggestive on your own podcast, then what is the point, Alice?
Then where can I be mildly suggestive? Do tell. That's all the time we have for the show today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Do tell your friends about us. That's how we survive, and we are coming up towards the end of this year. Your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Sure. I've got some online shows and stuff coming up, but the best way to find out about them is to go to @TiffStevenson on Twitter, or even, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm putting some stuff on there, so.
Go look at Tiff's YouTube channel. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or from one stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind the scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Pet Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.